with great power comes great responsibility.
I'm Batman.
Look, up in the sky, it's a bird, it's a plane, it's Superman!
Don't make me angry. You wouldn't like me when I'm angry.
Maybe your army comes, and maybe it's too much for us, but it's all on you. Because if we can't protect the Earth, you can be damn well sure we'll avenge it.
Wonder Woman!
Journey into...
Hello, kids, and welcome to another feature of the Superhero Marathon Spectacular. Today we're going to start a journey with some very famous comic book characters. Probably two of the biggest iconic comic book characters from the beginning are Superman and Batman. And of course, at this year's San Diego Comic-Con, the big, huge bust-out announcement was that Batman and Superman will come together on the big screen for Man of Steel number 2. And then later it was revealed that Ben Affleck would become Bruce Wayne slash Batman. So with all this news and all this talk about Superman versus Batman, I thought it would be good to talk about the first time that they met. Now if you look it up online or you ask any comic book collector, when was the first time that Superman and Batman got together in the comics, they would all tell you that it was in Superman number 76, which came out in 1952. But what you're about to learn is that in radio, Superman and Batman came together in 1945. So this was the Adventures of Superman radio show, which ran for many, many years, was very popular. It was a precursor to the George Reeves television version of Superman. And so this runs for 13 episodes, and I think you'll enjoy it. There's a lot of fun to be had. I really kind of like the way they put this radio show together. These are 15-minute radio show installments, and I believe they ran 5 days a week. And so I think you'll find it interesting and enjoyable as we go through these tales. And so for the next week or so, we're going to be journeying into Metropolis and seeing the worlds of Superman and Batman and their friends come together. Please come with me and let's journey into the Golden Age.
I think Superman probably has a very good sense of humor.
I never heard him say anything really funny.
But it's common sense. He's got super strength, super speed. I'm sure he's got super humor.
I think that, but either you're born with a sense of humor or you're not. It's not going to change. Even if you go from the red sun of Krypton all the way to the yellow sun of the Earth.
Why? Why would that one area of his mind not be affected by the yellow sun of the Earth?
I don't know. But he ain't funny.
Kellogg's Pep, the super delicious cereal, presents
The Adventures of Superman.
Faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall buildings in a single bound.
Look, up in the sky. It's a bird. It's a plane. It's Superman.
Yes, it's Superman, and today, as we begin our brand new adventure for the Man of Steel, a cunning trap is being set for the girl reporter, Lois Lane. While Superman was solving the strange mystery of the dwarfs in the North Woods, a sinister plot was being prepared against Lois Lane. In danger because one of his criminal gang, a girl called Dixie Lamar, has shot and killed a federal agent, Dr. Bly, leader of the gang, was hiding out with Dixie and Happy, one of his henchmen, in an amusement park in Metropolis. The situation looked hopeless until he saw a photograph of Lois Lane in the Daily Planet. Then the cunning brain of Dr. Bly conceived a daring scheme. As we continue now, in the imitation lighthouse which fronts the River of Horrors concession at the amusement park, the middle-aged, distinguished-looking gang leader who has been gazing at Lois's picture suddenly exclaims...
This is perfect. Absolutely perfect. Dixie, your worthless life is saved. And all our troubles are over.
Oh, yeah? I don't get it. What gives?
What's the pitch, Doc? Come on, beat it out.
I imagine even you, Happy, have heard it said that everyone has a double somewhere in the world. Someone else who looks exactly like him or her.
Like doubles in the movies.
Exactly. Your double, Dixie, is right here in Metropolis.
Huh? You mean this reporter, Lois Lane?
Right. Look at her photo. Don't you think she's a dead ringer for Dixie?
Yeah.
So what? Just because she looks like me, I don't
see what... Hey, wait. I think I dig you, Doc. You mean we tip the cops this Lane dilly is Dixie, and before they have that they've got the wrong tomato, we make a getaway, huh?
Well, you almost guessed it, Happy, but you didn't go far enough. We grab Miss Lane and pass her off to the police as Dixie. But we don't stop there. We make it stick.
Huh?
Simply by proving that Miss Lane, who was a double for Dixie Lamar, murdered the federal officer. Then Miss Lane goes to the chair. We can proceed with the big plans I've arranged for us.
Gee, Doc, you're wonderful.
Ah, wait a minute. Hold it. I don't dig you. You say we prove Miss Lane really is Dixie?
Precisely.
Well, how are we going to do that?
Say, that's right. We can't. All Miss Lane has to do is identify herself and the jig is up.
Oh, no. It's not quite so simple.
Sure it is. She's an important dame. As soon as she proves she's Miss Lane, she'll have a million foolproof alibis.
And me. I'm back in the chair again.
Just leave everything to me. I have a plan, and it can't fail.
Come on, Gib. What's this big caper you're cooking?
Yeah. After all, I'm the one who's
going to... It'll be better if you just do as I tell you and learn about it as the plan develops. And there won't be any danger of leaks. Or of Dixie losing her stupid head again.
Oh, lay off, will you, please?
What do you want us to do, Doc?
The first thing to do is to get Miss Lane down here, and as soon as possible. The FBI and the police are combing Metropolis for Dixie, and we've got to move fast.
Leave that to me, boss. I'll bring it to you.
No, no, not your way, Happy. It's too cruel. Let me see. Something occurred to me before. Oh, yes. I have it. Dixie.
Yeah?
There's a phone book there. Look up the number of the Daily Planet.
Okay. That's a newspaper, huh?
Yes. Now, Happy, that brother-in-law of yours, the one who owns this River of Horrors concession, how far can he be trusted?
Archie, he's strictly a solid sender.
If I translate that silly jive talk correctly, you mean he can be trusted, right?
You hear me talking? And besides, he don't dare cross me up on account of he knows if he just tried.
Spare me the horrific details. Haven't you found the number yet, Dixie?
Yeah. Here it is, Doc. Daily Planet, Central 20400.
Central 20400. Good. Get it for me.
Okay.
While I'm talking, both of you keep quiet. Understand?
Great. If Dixie just opens her kisser, I'll slap it shut for her.
You just lay a finger on me, you daffy jitterbug, and I'll...
Shut up, you fools. Give me that phone.
Daily Planet.
I'd like to speak with Miss Lois Lane.
Just a minute. I'll ring her.
Remember, not a word out of you two.
Lois Lane speaking.
Miss Lane, this is the press agent for Playland, the famous amusement park, you know.
Oh, yes.
You probably know that we have celebrity nights here several times a month, at which time we select the outstanding man or woman, and here's her particular field or profession.
Oh, really?
Yes. We name the night in their honor and present this celebrity to the great crowd at Playland.
I see.
Permit them to see the famous person they've read and heard so much about. Now, for tonight, Miss Lane, we've selected you.
Well, that's fine. I think that... Who, me?
Yes. We've chosen you as the outstanding newspaper reporter of Metropolis, and we hereby invite you to Lois Lane Night at Playland.
Well, that's quite an honor, but I...
Now, don't be so modest, Miss Lane. Everyone has heard about you and is anxious to see you. Now, I realize we're not giving you much advance notice, but we do hope you can arrange to be here tonight to meet your loyal public.
I'm certainly very flattered, Mr.
Hemingway, Robert Hemingway.
Mr. Hemingway, but I have an engagement.
I'm sure you can postpone your engagement for such an important occasion as this, Miss Lane. You have no idea how much you're admired and respected.
Oh, no.
And how eager the young people are to see you, especially those who hope to be journalists and follow in your footsteps. Your appearance would be a great inspiration to them.
Well, when you put it that way, it's hard to refuse.
You'll appear tonight, then.
Well, yes, I'll be there.
That's splendid. I'll send a car for you.
That won't be necessary. Now that gas restrictions are lifted, I'm driving my own car again. What time do you want me there?
Shall we say 8 o'clock?
Good, I'll be there at 8. And thank you very much, Mr. Hemingway.
Thank you, Miss Lane. I'll meet you at the park gate at 8 o'clock. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
It worked, huh, boss?
She fell for the gag?
They went for it hook, line, and sinker.
Oh, boy, are you a smoothie, Doc. Yeah, but look it. What are you going to do when she gets here?
I'm going to arrange that now. Come on, Happy.
Okay, boss.
Yeah, yeah.
You stay here, Dixie. Don't dare try to leave this room.
Don't worry. With every cop in Metropolis looking for me, I wouldn't poke my nose out of this phony lighthouse for love or money.
We take no chances. Knock the door, Happy.
Okay, Doc.
Now, take him to your brother-in-law.
Sure, this way. He's around in front of the ticket booth.
His small, deeply pouched eyes gleaming in his heavy, colorless face, Dr. Bly follows Happy through the gay crowds to set his trap for Lois Lane.
We'll return in a moment for the climax of today's episode. But first, here again is our good friend.
Say, Pep Gang, just close your eyes a minute and imagine that you have all the air squadron insignia and warplane buttons you could possibly want. Wouldn't that be terrific? Well, of course, there aren't that many, naturally, but there are 22 new ones in the Kellogg's Pep second series that I'll bet'll make your eyes pop. Brilliant four-colored Army, Navy, and Marine air squadron insignia and warplane buttons. Yes, gang, they're really something. You know, kids everywhere are writing me saying what a great kick they get out of swapping these impressive-looking buttons. They like the way the red, black, blue, and yellow colors stand out against the pure white enameled background when they wear them on their caps, sweaters, or jackets. There's no question about it, gang. These Kellogg's Pep buttons are getting more popular every day. But as I told you before, you can't buy these snazzy buttons anywhere. Nope, they come only in packages of Kellogg's Pep. You needn't send in a single penny, not even a box stop. All you do is to see to it that Mom puts in a good supply of Kellogg's Pep at your house. Then you look in the packages for your prizes. Now, there's a prize for you in every package of Kellogg's Pep, right there in the bottom of the package, an Army, Navy, or Marine Air Squadron insignia or warplane button. You'll find the button between the carton and the inner wax bag. It's a prize for you from P.E.P. Pep, made by Kellogg's of Battle Creek.
And now, back to the adventures of Superman.
Shortly after Lois Lane had accepted Dr. Bly's invitation to be guest of honor at Playland that evening, Clark Kent, Perry White, and Jimmy Olsen returned to the Daily Planet from the Maine woods. In Lois's office now, with Kent looking on, Jimmy is completing a vivid description of their experiences to the girl reporter.
And Peter and Paul, they're the bad dwarfs, yeah, are in jail with Pierre and Salvador. And Jacob and Esau...
They're the good dwarfs, Jim.
That's right. They're on their way to my Aunt Isabel and Cousin Ginger's circus. I got them jobs there. And get this, Miss Lane. Mr. White gave me all the buried treasure. It comes to almost $10,000.
Why, Jim.
And I'm going to build or buy a house for my mother with it.
Well.
Pretty nice of the chief, eh, Lois?
It certainly is, Clark. But I don't understand this. I thought the map said there was $1 million in buried treasure, and Jim's share was to be 1/4 of it.
Well, the pirates, or whoever buried the treasure in Pirate's Cove a long time ago, either made a mistake in counting, or else they came back and removed most of the treasure after they'd buried it.
Oh.
What's happened with you while we were gone, Lois? Anything exciting?
Well, I didn't get a scoop while you were gone, but something else very nice happened to me.
I did?
What's that, Lois?
Oh, that would be telling. You'll find out in due time.
Oh, come on, tell us, Miss Lane.
Not yet.
Prefer to be mysterious, huh?
Uh-huh. But I'll tell you this much, Clark.
What?
When you find out about it, you'll realize that you're not as great a reporter as you think you are.
Is that so? Well, now, what makes you say
just
that?
Just a minute, excuse me, that's my phone. Lois Lane speaking.
Mr. Kent there, Miss Lane?
Yes, he is.
Please tell him Mr. White wants to see him right away.
Okay, certainly. Chief wants you, Clark.
Oh, thanks. Don't go away. I want to hear more about this mysterious
business. Oh, now, come on, Miss Lane. Tell me what gives.
I'll tell you what, though, Jim. I'll give you a chance to find out.
What do you mean?
How would you like to go to Playland this evening?
Playland?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, sure, you bet. They got a terrific giant roller coaster there, and I forgot. I got a date with Dick Grayson.
Dick Grayson? Oh, the boy we found in the boat that time.
That's right. Dick's a swell guy, but every time I tell him something about Superman, he comes back at me with something he heard or read about Batman.
Oh, Jim.
So when we landed at the airport this afternoon, I called him up and made a date to have dinner with him tonight. When I tell him what Superman did up in the North Woods, maybe he'll pipe down about Batman for a while.
I see. Well, look, maybe Dick would like to come to Playland with us.
Well, hey, I'll bet he would. I'll tell you what. I'm supposed to meet him at the Y in a few minutes.
Yes?
We're going to take a swim and then go to dinner. Why don't I get him and meet you for dinner? Oh, of course, you'll be our guest.
Well, we'll argue about the guest part later. You go ahead. You get Dick and meet me downstairs in 15 minutes. I'll pick up my car first.
Okay. Gee, that's swell, Miss Lane. Yeah.
Hey, what's all the rush?
I can't tell you now. See you later, Mr. Kent.
What the... What goes on here, Lois?
I haven't time to explain, Clark. I've got to rush, too.
Now, wait a minute. What's the hurry, big day?
Oh, if you only knew.
If I only knew what? What is all this mystery tonight?
You'll find out.
You said that before,
and I say it again. So long, Clark.
Oh, so long.
See you in jail.
Yeah, sure. You'll see me... What?
Jail. You know, the place with the iron bars and the men in blue coats and brass buttons. So long.
Oh, wait, Lois. Look, I want to know what... Well, now, how do you like that? What in the world goes on here, I wonder?
Perplexed, Kent takes a step as if to follow Lois, then changes his mind, unaware that he is permitting Lois, and Jimmy also, to walk into serious danger. The sinister jaws of Dr. Bly's trap are about to snap shut. Will they catch Lois? And what of Jimmy and Dick Grayson, who is in reality Robin, youthful companion of the famous Batman? There are thrills and excitement ahead, fellows and girls, so don't miss a single episode of our new story. Tune in tomorrow, same time, same station, and listen to The Adventures of Superman.
Fellows and girls, be sure to follow The Adventures of Superman. Brought to you every day, Monday through Friday, same time, same station, by the makers of that super delicious cereal, Kellogg's Pep. And for other thrilling adventures of Superman, see your local newspaper. Superman is also a copyrighted feature appearing in Superman DC Publications. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.